Guys, are you ready to heat things up this Christmas? Go with a win-win this year. Something that'll make her feel hot and heat up your holiday too. How? Super warm, world-famous hoodie footy from our friends at Pajamagram. The hoodie footy is the ultimate solution to get her hot when she's freezing cold. It combines the warmth of a hoodie with the coziness of footed pajamas. She's going to love it. Go to Pajamagram.com today. Use code SAVE10 and you'll save $10 on adult-size hoodie footies when you use that promo code SAVE10. That's Pajamagram.com. SAVE10. Tell them AJ Hoffman sent you.
The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
My friends are degenerates, but I never change them. Liars, cheats, and hypocrites, not the type for saving.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
On ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, send a message. If Aaron likes it, he'll read it. It's his chance to participate. Make him feel important. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is blitzed, at Degenerates975. You can text the show as well. You can also get on the Twitch channel and put your comments there. And if you miss the first hour on a What Are the Odds Wednesday, very sportsy. Did a lot of sports stuff there.
Yeah. Well, it's a sportsy time of year, Fred.
Is it?
Kind of.
Yeah, kind of. But that doesn't mean we'll do all sports. But if you want to get in, you know the number. And it is a What Are the Odds Wednesday, so whatever you do, put odds on it. So 832 says, with rumblings that Belichick may leave the Patriots, what are the odds he ends up back in Cleveland with damn near complete control of the team? 0.0. I haven't heard any rumblings about Belichick leaving the Patriots. I've heard Brady leaving the Patriots.
Yeah. It'd be surprising if both of them did. I've heard some, basically everybody's believes that their team has a shot to get Tom Brady.
Yeah. We talked about that yesterday. I like the idea. I think the best possible outcome for him might be the Colts.
Yeah.
They did a really nice job of selling that.
But like the Raiders fans are like, I think we could get Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Send Derek Carr packing. Yeah, sure you can.
I think that's kind of a step back if you're the Raiders at this point. I know it sounds silly to say that.
Yeah.
But
I also, what's Tom Brady get? What's he get out of that deal?
Well, exactly.
Another year of salary? I guess.
Maybe he wants to just have a bounce back season to make it look like, hey, I'm not washed up.
But, yeah.
I don't have receivers to throw to there, though.
Did you see the injury report for today?
I did.
Jahlil Adai, limited knee. Jordan Akins, limited hamstring. Chris Clark, concussion, full participant today.
Really?
Yeah, look at that. Keon Crossan, limited hamstring. Will Fuller, the fifth.
Yeah. That
it's so funny that
represents how many games he plays per year.
I didn't even know what injury in particular he was dealing with right now. That's how bad it's gotten with Will Fuller. But it's a groin, and he was limited at practice today. J.J.O., hamstring limited. Jacob Martin, he of the Clowney Hall, illness, did not participate. I would imagine he'll get over it. Unless he's got, mono, like,
yeah.
Sam Darnold caught. A.J. Moore, hip limited. Kenny Stills, knee limited. And J.J. shoulder limited.
Okay.
So it sounds like, for the most part, they're going to be pretty. They're going to be relatively healthy going into this thing.
I think they'll have everybody out there that, I guess the one guy missing is, and he was, because he went on IR, was Gibson, and I think that's a big loss from the last time they played.
Yeah,
just because he did do a very good job on tight ends throughout the year, and I don't know how you replace that. Although I like Adai, I just think it's a different skill set and a different kind of player. Salinas on Twitter asked, "What are the odds Watson gets sacked more than five times? If he does." I don't think they have a chance to win this football game. I think the Chiefs, you should be able, you should be able to scheme well enough to keep them from getting to him five times. It just depends. If they come out and they're five wide and he's going to drop back and look and look and look and hold the ball too long, yeah, he could get sacked five times. But if they, the one thing they have to do, and same thing I said last week, you have to use Watson on design runs. And don't worry about getting him hurt. It's the water boy theory. Last game of the year, can't hold anything back. But it's the playoffs, man. Get him out there and let him run the football. And that opens up everything else when you do it. I get that, week 10 against the Jaguars, you don't want him out there running 10 times. But now, that's a weapon. Use it. You're going to need it. You're going to need everything to beat this team. In my humble opium.
I'm with you. Non-Texans news.
Yes.
Jake Fromm declares for the draft, which is, I'm going to go surprising.
Yeah, I don't.
Like, Jake Fromm didn't do any favors for his stock this year, I don't think.
Well, I guess next week when we have Lance on, I'd like to get, I don't know if he's studied him yet, I'd like to get his take on him. I think he could improve his stock by going back. I might be wrong about that. Maybe not, though. I mean, maybe I don't know what to make of him. I think he just has that feel of a guy who's going to be a backup quarterback in the league.
Oh, certainly. I mean, I think his ceiling is what AJ McCarron's been so far.
Yeah, and I don't think he's as good as AJ McCarron.
I don't think he's as good as AJ McCarron either. He is currently rated as the fifth best quarterback in the draft, according to CBS. I don't know that I would have him that high, because
who do they have?
They have Joe Burrow 1, Tua 2, Jacob Eason 3, Justin Herbert 4, Jake Fromm 5, Jordan Love 6, who I have ahead of Jake
Fromm.
Yeah,
I would have Jordan Love ahead of him.
And Jalen Hurts 7.
Jalen Hurts is kind of an intriguing prospect
to
me.
That's a pass for me.
I think he's got some really good physical skills. And he became a better passer this year.
Yeah.
But I don't know if he's an NFL passer.
He might be an NFL. He's a backup quarterback. I think Jake Fromm is in that same group too. I think he's going to be looked at as a safe backup type quarterback, which, if that's the case, why are you leaving early?
Yeah, make that money. Backup quarterback in the league makes an awful lot of money.
Not at first, because he's probably going to be picked third, fourth round.
Still, that's $700,000.
Yeah.
That's I know for your salary that's nothing, but
right
for regular human beings that's a lot of money. So, squeeze in a couple calls here before we get to the break. Steve, first up today on What Are the Odds Wednesday.
What's up, fellas?
Hey, sports man. Okay.
Well,
what's up? Good talk.
I don't know what happened there. Sounded like, I hope he wasn't in a car accident. I'd feel bad about doing Keyboard Cat.
That would be bad, yeah.
Because he was energetic. He was ready to go.
I don't know that we should really Keyboard Cat him. Maybe he was just calling to say hey.
I think he was about to make a really cool point, and then either he died in a car wreck or, the accident threw his phone out the window. So, is that Jake, the other one?
Yes.
Let's
Jake Fromm.
Let's hear Jake. What's up?
Hello.
Hey, Jake.
Jay,
all right. Action.
Hey, what?
Oh, boy.
Oh, man.
Hey, I just wanted to call y'all real quick. I heard y'all predicting the playoffs, and I just feel like right now it's just anybody's game day. Seems like last weekend was like upset city, if you ask me. We got all these young up-and-coming quarterbacks right now that are just, playing the game. Certain teams are playing strong. But I just feel like, man, if I was betting, man, it'd be the worst weekend to be betting. There's no way to predict what's going to happen in some of these cases, I feel like.
Well, the only real upsets that, I guess the Titans over the Patriots was an upset in a way, but Vegas said that the Patriots were 1.5 points better than the Titans. You know, it's not like it was some mind-blowing upset. The Saints losing outright, that was the upset last week.
Yeah.
The Texans winning, the Seahawks winning, those weren't upsets.
No, those teams were favored. So
I don't know. I mean,
barely favored, but.
Yeah, I don't know that there was really. I mean, there was three close lines last week and one that was over a touchdown. The fact that the one over a touchdown was an outright winner makes it feel like it was an upset heavy week, but it was just a standard NFL week. This week there's two lines that are outside of a touchdown and close to 10. Anytime that's going on, that's an alarming number. And then the NFC game, it's close to a touchdown. So, I don't know that it makes it any harder to handicap these games. Sometimes when you've got extra points, it makes it easier.
If you like the dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah, in this case. And I don't know that I do in the AFC because I do think the Ravens and Chiefs all season long, to me, have been the two best teams in the AFC. And clearly at least a touchdown better than the two AFC South teams. But, you know, I also like the way the Titans have played since they went to Ryan Tannehill at quarterback. And you can, I mean, that's an easy data point to look at.
Yeah.
Here's what happened when they put Ryan Tannehill in. They became one of the best offenses in football. Sounds surprising. And you know what? I'm surprised Ryan Tannehill guy hasn't called in and said, I told you he could play.
Yeah.
Yeah, it only took, what, 5 years? So.
Yeah, I'll probably end up looking at teasers again. And
I don't think that's a bad idea at all. Usually I'm kind of like, but I think I might be with you this week.
It worked out well for me last week. I think I'll end up doing it again. And I think the NFC games in particular are easy targets. The Texans game and the Ravens game are tough because if I told you you can get the Texans plus 15.5, would you feel great?
Yeah, I almost feel like if I could get 15.5, I'd be okay with 9.5. Because if they don't show up, then 15.5 isn't enough. And if they do show up, then I don't need 15.5.
The problem with those games, at 9.5, you're teasing it down to 3.5, which doesn't hit the key number for you, so
right.
You're losing value there. With the NFC games, the Vikings, you go from 7 to 13.
I like that.
I would be shocked if you like the Niners, you can go from 7 to 1, and you're basically just saying Niners are going to win.
I like the Vikings. I don't think the Niners are going to blow them out.
I don't either. And then what have we talked about the Seahawks and the Packers all year? They play in close games. So if I can take the Seahawks from 4 to 10, now all I'm saying is they're not going to get beat by double digits in a game that I think these two teams are basically even to begin with.
Yeah.
I like getting double digits. So that's probably the way I'm going to look at it.
Yeah, I think I might do a two-teamer with the NFC games with Vikings Seahawks. And if I add a third team, it would be I'd probably tease the Ravens down, although it's not quite enough.
Yeah.
But I got to stay away from the Texans Chiefs game for that reason, because I feel like yes, they could get completely blown out of the water here. But if they don't, I don't think I need 15.5. I think the 9.5 would suffice. I just don't trust them enough to know which Texans team's going to show up.
And depending on your book, you can, I mean, like Five Dimes now has, you've got to pay some extra juice. But if you like the dogs in the AFC, Texans and Titans, they're both at plus 10.5 minus 135.
Okay.
So you'd probably feel better getting double digits than 9.5 because you go through another key number. But boy, those games just they scream that they could turn into blowouts real quick.
Yeah, and you're going to see there will be some blowouts this weekend, at least one, maybe two, because there is, and I think the most likely ones are the AFC games because the NFC teams I think are all pretty close.
I think so too. I think they're evenly matched.
But you know, it has been, I mean, all season long, especially the Ravens. The Ravens, and I like the way the Titans are playing going in. It's just. Man, and I know that it's hard for me to get in the way of that Ravens train.
So if you had to pick one of the four games and you had to bet a side on it, no teasers, just a straight up side, what are you looking at?
I'd feel the Vikings would be my most solid play.
That'd be mine too. That's the easiest one, and then followed by the Seahawks.
Yeah, I think that's the direction I would go. And then if I had to rank the other two, I'd be more likely to take the Titans than I would the Texans.
Okay.
Even though I don't like...
Like, if you put a gun to my head and said, pick a side in every game this week, it would go Vikings plus, Seahawks plus, Ravens minus, Chiefs minus.
Yeah, I might go Titans plus there. That okay. might be the other one. But I'm not interested in that game. Somebody's over under on Tunsil false starts.
They're targeting him. There's a target on his back.
Well, if there wasn't a target...
They targeted him last week with one of those calls.
Well, two.
He had two calls. Yeah. Come on.
So I'm going to set
targeting him.
The number at 1.5 if you want to get in on that action. And Kenny says, how bad would the optics be for O'Brien if Tunsil's penalty ends up costing the game? That would be bad, but you know, I don't think Tunsil's the problem here. Those false starts suck, and there was one in a really bad time last week, but he's also done a pretty damn good job for this team elsewhere. So I wish he could clean that up, because then you're really talking about having something.
Yeah.
And I think they will. It's just, you know, a whole season of it, though. It's no longer cadence and things like that. It's just being dumb. All right. I'll tell you what's not dumb. Getting new hair. It's not even new hair. It's your hair. By going and visiting Dr. Linville. And, guys, I'm getting comments all the time now, which is kind of cool. It's like, man, the hair is coming in really nicely. Yeah, it is. And it was such an easy process. Because what he does is extract individual follicles from the back of your head. And guys, you've all still got them on the back of your head. He's going to transplant them to wherever you're thinning. And it's your hair. Can even redraw your hairline. He redrew mine. And, man, it's growing out nice. I'm going to let it grow out really long and then figure out what to do with it. But if you go to 975hair.com, set up your consultation. And listen, if it's something you're embarrassed about, don't be. But I know some guys, they don't want people to know that they're going to get this done. Well, go talk to Dr. Linville, because he's going to help you work around that so that people don't notice. And it does take a while to grow out, because it is your hair growing back. And he's had it done himself, and his hair looks great. So go and talk to him, 975hair.com, and you get your consultation set up. 975hair.com, get your hair done.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Happy What Are the Odds Wednesday. Hope everybody's having a great one. Getting a lot of questions from people who just tuned in. Yes, I have my laptop. It was sitting at home where I left it, stuck between the cushion in the lounge chair. And then also no hockey plays tonight. The only one that I looked at, I haven't seen many totals of 5 this year, but Dallas at Los Angeles, and Dallas plays really good defense, and Los Angeles can't score. I almost punched an under ticket on it at 5. So if you desperately have to play something, it's not a play for me. But that's the closest I came to anything today, was playing the under in that game. So, and I know people don't like to play unders, but sometimes they're the right play. And a few more things from Twitter. Nick says, what does Tennessee do with Tannehill after the season?
Probably franchise him, unfortunately.
Yeah, I think you're almost locked in now, right? You have to, I think you have to give him another year.
I think you do.
And... so franchise him for 1 year, or maybe you get him to take a 1 year prove it deal. I don't know. I mean, if he thinks he can get franchised, why is he going to take
right
a lot less money? But I think you almost have to bring him back and see what he can do next year. And I don't know. I don't think that's a bad thing, but you know what? It does feel a little bit like Case Keenum in Minnesota.
Yeah.
In that, you know, wow.
Like it's a 1 year burst of, whoa, where'd this guy come from? And then you give him some money and it's like, oh, he's what he always has been.
Yeah. Well, and then they went out and got Cousins almost immediately.
Yeah.
So I would, you know, I think they should franchise him, give him one more year. Ashton says, what are the
odds? Do you think he's a long term answer?
I think you'll find out if, because right now we're looking at a sample size of the second half of the season, basically.
Yeah.
With this offense. If he does that into the play, he's got a playoff win on the road. if they have a good showing against the Ravens, and it's not about, oh, well, they go in and beat the Ravens, then he's for real. If they could go play the Ravens really close and he plays well, then I think you have to give him another season. And if he does that over a full year, then he might be the answer for you. I tend to think that's not going to happen. I tend to think he'll come back down to earth a little bit next year. At some point, Derrick Henry does not strike me as a guy who's going to stay healthy forever the way he runs. That's a pretty short-term thing for me. So, but I think you have to. And, you know, credit to him. He's played really well. They've used him perfectly.
I don't want to be the one that pays him, though.
Yeah, I know. It's one of those where you just say, but what are your options? You're not bringing Mariota back.
Right.
So anybody you would go get, you'd basically be getting Ryan Tannehill from last year, a guy who had failed somewhere else. And, like, what do you go get Jameis Winston?
Yeah.
So I give the guy another shot. Ashton says, what are the odds a better move is to be in New Orleans on Freeman Street or Bourbon Street if LSU wins instead of going to the actual game to get a head start on burning the state down? I'll be perfectly honest with you. I don't want to be anywhere near New Orleans.
Yeah, I'll pass on
if
that.
LSU wins that game.
Or loses,
yeah. I mean, it's going to be fun.
I'm too old for that. Y'all can have it.
Yeah. Grab a quick call. Arturo. What's up, man?
Hey, sports.
Sports.
How's it going, guys?
Going sports.
Hey, what are the odds Lamar Jackson finally has a regular game or has a bad game, and this is it? He's had so many great games in a row. Well, you know, is this the one that comes up and bites him in the butt and, you know, Titans surprise everybody?
It seems unlikely. I mean,
yeah,
that's the hard thing about, I mean, when a guy's dominated all year long, it's like, what are the odds he'll have his bad game in the next game?
I mean, it's possible. I mean, it is the playoffs and it is, there's a lot more pressure. Didn't perform well in the playoffs last year, but he only had what, 5 starts under his belt at that point. I mean, I think it's possible. It just doesn't seem likely. I don't think this is a guy that's going to be affected by the big stage. We'll see, though.
I'm trying to find the last time he had a bad game.
Ooh, somebody, it may have been against the Chargers in the playoffs last year.
No, he was bad against the Steelers, and they won that game in overtime. 19 of 28, 161 yards, 1 touchdown, 3 picks, 5 sacks, 70 rushing yards. That's not good. His QBR that game was 32.7. By far his worst.
Yeah.
He was kind of meh against Buffalo, but when they got to the goal line, he was throwing touchdowns. So
that was also in Buffalo. That's a tough place to go in and play. Especially the way Buffalo uglies up games. You saw that up close and personal last week. Somebody brought up a really good point. We're talking about Tannehill. It's like Kerry Collins when he led the Titans to that wacky 13-3 year.
Yeah.
So
it happens.
And just, yeah, a lot of people asking about the, interestingly enough, about the hair thing. He says, what if you have that bald head where it only grows around the side? Can you fix that too? Yeah. And just go get your consultation and let them tell you what they can do for you, because some people need a lot of work. Some people, like I needed, I think it was 2,451 hairs they moved on my head.
That's a lot.
It's a lot. Yeah. It took a long time. But everybody's different, but if he can do something for almost everybody. Maybe it can't be exactly, you know, the way, I mean, mine's never going to be what it was, but it's sure a hell of a lot better.
Yeah.
And it's looking a lot better. And once, like I said, once it grows out and it gets nice and long, then you know, I'll be a happy person. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. What do we have here?
Allstate, yeah, it's my turn, Fred.
All right.
I got to tell you about Allstate Siding and Windows, not just regular old siding and windows, Allstate Siding and Windows. Guys, don't let the cold weather seep in your home. Did you notice how cold it was this morning? Like when you got up and let the dogs out or whatever?
Yeah, when I went for a walk this morning, I didn't have a hoodie on. It was just a t-shirt, which I always do when it's cold.
It was cold, man. And if you've got old, crappy, aluminum, leaky windows, you could be letting money float out the window. You could be saving up to 40% off your electric bills right now with my friends at Allstate Siding and Windows. Call them for their winter special, 30% off all windows, $2,500 for all full siding jobs. They're family-owned and operated for over 45 years, which means they're going to be around. Military discounts, senior discounts, first responder discounts are available. You want the best rate? Call Allstate. Allstate Siding and Windows. Give them a call today, 832-204-1936. That's 832-204-1936, or check them out online, allstatesidingandwindows.com. For the best rate, call Allstate. Allstate Siding and Windows.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. A couple of things from Twitter here. Lamont asking, what are the odds Lamar Jackson gets injured? RG3 leads the Ravens to the Super Bowl to face the Cousins Vikings.
Oh, boy.
The Redskins Super Bowl. Both guys drafted by the same team in the same year?
Same year, yeah. That seems highly unlikely. Let's put it there.
I would say if Lamar Jackson gets injured, it better be in the fourth quarter of the AFC Championship game for them to get to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Because the drop-off to Bob Griffin is...
Although I will say the Ravens, more than the Chiefs, certainly, if you take their quarterbacks away, I like the Ravens way better.
Well, actually, if you want to rank them based on, okay, all four starting quarterbacks get hurt in the first 5 minutes.
The Texans are the worst.
Yeah. Because the Titans still have Mariota, who can at least he's won a playoff game.
Yeah. But, I mean, the Texans.
The team around.
More than anyone. The Chiefs are up there with them, but the Texans more than anyone have a quarterback that's good enough to cover up a lot of flaws.
Yeah.
The Ravens don't have a lot of flaws. The Ravens are good on defense. They're good on special teams. They can run the ball.
Terrific offensive line.
Yeah, that's a team. I mean, obviously Lamar is the MVP of the league. He's super important to what they do. But if you take him off that team, they're still a pretty good team.
Yeah.
I don't know if you say that about the rest of the teams in the AFC.
I think the Chiefs are still a pretty good team, but they're not as good as the Ravens.
Not nearly as good as the Ravens.
And, you know, I think the Texans are just a really average team at that point. If that, and that's no knock on McCarron, who I like, but you ain't winning a playoff game with that roster around him, even against another backup quarterback. And Kenny says you should bank
the
off
Seahawks your, would be, Seahawks and the Packers are the most screwed.
Yeah, if you want to go to the other side over there,
because those teams don't have rosters around their guys.
I'll tell you what, I think all four of the NFC teams are in worse shape than even the four AFC teams if they lost their quarterback.
I don't know, the Niners, I feel like Garoppolo's been kind of average this season. Someone asked me about if I could have any roster in the league without quarterback, who would I take? And the Niners are up there amongst the best options. You know, I'm not in love with Jimmy G like a lot of people are. I think he's okay.
He's a beautiful man.
I think the Niners and the Ravens are the two teams that jump out to me the most. Whose roster would I want sans quarterback?
Yeah, I just don't trust anybody. I don't trust the 49ers backups either. Not. I think the fall off may be less, but and then
yeah. I'm thinking less about who the backup quarterback is and more about what the rest of their roster looks like. If they're built to win with an average quarterback.
Yeah, and
I think the Niners are.
Fair. I think the Ravens are too.
Yeah. Teams like the Chiefs and the Texans, look, the Seahawks, oh my God, are certainly not built to win with just an average guy at quarterback.
What do you mean? They got you, Devion Clowney.
Yeah.
Kenny said you should bank off your NFL picks with a gym of the day type moment. You could call it Fred's icy hot pick of the day. If somebody wanted to sponsor that, sure. The problem is I don't want to have to do it every day because I don't have picks every day.
Well, you would if Icy Hot was giving you buku dollars.
If Icy Hot would pay me enough money to do it, and if you know someone at Icy Hot that wants to sponsor that,
you'll come up with a pick every day for the right amount of Icy Hot.
Yeah. I mean, although you know what, I could even do one. Like if I had one for tomorrow, like I could do that today since there's only three games.
What if they're gonna sponsor the program, but it won't be in dollars. It will be in product. You'll have Icy Hot for life.
I like Icy Hot. I don't need that much product, though.
Well, but you'd have it, and you could sell it if you wanted. You could start like a store.
I don't want to.
Like a lemonade stand.
That's too much work. I would rather you just write me the check.
Yeah, and, listen, they're looking for trade.
Well, I like it, and I'll use it, but I want to. Sorry, it's always the dollars, man. You know? At this stage in my life, everything is the dollars.
Yeah,
if I'm not getting paid for it, I'm not doing it. But that's a good idea. But I don't want to. Also, I really don't want to just start forcing plays because I'm 47-3, 40-7-3.
Damn,
and that's ridiculous. It's not going to continue. I know that. I'm not dumb enough to think that I'm going to pick 80% for the rest of the season. But at this stage, even if I pick 50%. It's going to be a hell of a year. But if people have to start getting on the train now and it's only 50%, there's no way. I mean, I'm going to go backwards here. It's going to happen. I know that. And anybody who gambles knows you don't go at this pace. But this is 2 years now where I've had a good run on these things.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't think it's going to slow down that much. But if I started forcing them, and I feel like sometimes I have to do that during college football season, and I just don't like doing it because – I feel like I have to have a certain amount of plays for people if they're going to buy the package. And I don't feel right about it. I feel good about, hey, here you go. I like this one.
Yeah.
Is that Jason? Let's try Jason.
Jason.
Hey, you bet. Thank you, guys. I just want to touch on, you were hitting on UH basketball yesterday, and I was impressed to hear you talk about it. And I had some opinions on that. I think if UH versus man defense can beat any team in the country. I think the Oklahoma State pointed out that they struggle against a 2-3 zone defense. So to your point on who was going to step up on Grimes, Hinton, and Mills, I think versus man, it would be Grimes. He's got the most talent and explosion, and he's the total package. But versus zone, it's just going to be who happens to be shooting the best that night. And just wanted to see what you thought about that. And I'm excited to talk UH basketball. And I hope they have I think they'll do good this season. They squeaked by Temple last night. So
That was going to be a tough game either way. Yeah, I think that UH is legit. I think they're one of the best teams in their conference. I know there's a lot of people who instantly want to say they're the best team in that conference.
Yeah, but they're in that conversation with Memphis and Wichita State, who we talked a little bit off air yesterday.
And then I think that there's a secondary group of Cincinnati and SMU, who's actually gotten they've impressed me, and UConn, UConn's better than what I expected them to be, certainly. So we'll see. I mean, I don't want to say it's a free square because it's a road game, their next game at Tulsa. But after that Tulsa game, they go into a run where they get SMU, Wichita, and UConn in three consecutive games. And I think we'll have a better feel for what they are then.
Yeah, I agree to his point, though, about the zone, because they don't have the three-point shooters that they had last year.
No, they don't. There's a lot of teams struggle. Purdue's another one who's struggling with that. Purdue and Virginia, teams that were so good last year, and you're like, what's the difference between last year and this year? Well, Carson Edwards was a pretty big difference.
Yeah.
You know, and Virginia, don't get me started, DeAndre Hunter and Guy, they lost multiple shooters. And at some point, you just need guys who can hit these shots, and a lot of them haven't found that yet.
Yeah, and the one thing I'll say about them is they will out-rebound whoever they play. They get after the basketball, and those guys are kind of interchangeable, the Fabian Whites. I mean, they've got basically three or four guys that are the same guy, but they do get on the boards. I like Caleb Mills a lot. I think he had 23 last night and had a nice stretch, but not having Armani Brooks – I mean, if he had stuck around, you got a guy who can knock down the three. They just don't have that guy yet. I think one of them will develop. It's funny because I saw a tweet from Joseph Duarte earlier in the day, who covers UH, And he said, asked again about Houston shooting struggles and Armani Brooks deciding to skip his senior season. Houston coach Kelvin Sampson, it's not like you can find that type of shooter on Amazon.
Yeah, so, that's true.
Thought that was pretty funny.
I'll tell you who, I mean, Buzz Williams last night got himself a big win that no one saw come. And he was getting, they were getting drubbed at halftime. I think they put up 19 points in the first half. They just looked dead. And they shut Ole Miss down in the second half. And that was a, I mean, I hadn't seen Buzz that excited on the sidelines since he's been at A&M.
Yeah.
So he was animated. He was feeling good. That's a nice win. I mean, I don't think the Aggies are going to do much this season. I just think that they don't have the shooters, and it's a big problem for them, too. It's a problem for a lot of people.
Yeah.
And part of it could be that the three-point line moves back. So guys who were good shooters before, now you've got to be a great shooter to be a good shooter. And
yeah, it'd be interesting if somebody studied that, what the three-point percentage is this year versus last year. Because it didn't move back much, but it is significant.
Yeah.
And you know what, though? You can win a lot of games in college basketball just playing really hard defense.
Yeah.
You're not going to get...
At some point, you've got to have guys who will knock down a shot.
Exactly, especially if you want to get anywhere beyond just, you know, middle of your conference. Yeah,
winning the AAC, if that's what's going to make you feel good, cool.
Yeah, you better.
But if they're going to win tournament games, they need to figure out I'm talking about, needs to figure out somebody who can make some consistent shots.
All right, we're going to take a very quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Set your clock and grab your job.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. And been a fun show so far. Want to remind you, we will be out at Sam Houston Race Park for opening night on Friday for the first night.
That's right.
The thoroughbred season. It's a really good meet. Wrote a little thing about it today if you're interested. It's on Sports Map along with some great videos that AJ and company did the other day that we were rolling out. And... you know, just a bunch of good stuff on there. But we'll be out there Friday. Come see us. We'll be doing the show from 4 to 7. The races start at 6:45 this year. So we're going to have I'm guessing we'll have to deal with the national anthem at 6:15 because we don't like to be on air when that happens. So, but the races start 6:45. So you'll get to watch the first race with us while you're out there. First race of the entire meet.
Yeah.
And I don't know what time yet, but we'll have Chris Griffin on to talk about the racing. He's the track announcer now, and he was track announcer last year, but now he's got a real job out there, permanent. He's permanent now.
The permanent track announcer?
Yeah, he's permanent track announcer and doing marketing for him and other stuff. So happy to have him around. He's a good dude. So we'll talk to him on Friday. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
All right, Tyler sent me this one a couple days ago, and it just kind of getting pushed down the list because we had so many good ones. But it's a good one, I think. If you're looking for a job, and you need a job where you're just kind of driving around, well, how would you like to drive the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile?
Yeah, I've heard. Tyler actually was looking into this yesterday.
Yeah, that's probably why he sent it to me. It's like, hey, man, this might be a good job. But the company is now officially accepting applications for its 2020 class of Wienermobile drivers, a.k.a. hot doggers, to drive the highways and byways of the United States, acting as a brand spokesperson for Oscar Mayer. And, okay, here's why I would not apply, just because of what they're... associate director said, we're eager to see who will cut the mustard in 2020 and travel the country on behalf of the Oscar Mayer brand. But he says, with 33 years under our belt, the hot dogger job continues to be a highly coveted position.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah,
you got to have a certain kind of license to drive that, I assume.
I don't know, man. It's just, it's kind of a car with a wiener on it.
But it's big.
It is a big wiener.
I mean, to drive such a large vehicle, I assume you can't just have a regular old license, right?
It's barely, like the one they show here, is it like front to back almost fits in two parking spots horizontally, not even the long way. So I don't think it's that big.
Okay.
So, but yeah, so basically if you guys want to try out for the Wienermobile job.
It's a heavy interview process. I'm actually going to recommend Juggalo Trey for this job.
Oh, he'd be perfect, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
Because he would roll down the window and throw people hot dogs.
Yeah, he cuts the mustard.
He does cut the mustard.
I think he can live in that hot dog, too.
Well.
Is it like an RV?
No.
Like, does it have a couch in the back?
No. Like I said, it's not really that big, but it's got to have something back there.
The Wienermobile used to be bigger.
Well, I mean, it's still bigger than an average car.
Yeah.
I mean, it's probably bigger than your truck, but it's not, you know, it's not like a Winnebago or something.
Right.
Well, I guess you could sleep in the back of the Wiener, the way it's set up. But apparently they had 7,000 applications last year. So they like to say it's easier to get into an Ivy League university than to get to be part of the 32nd class of hot doggers. I love when they do this, though, a competitive salary.
That means, like, you know, $14,000 a year.
Yeah, it means it's competitive with...
It's just like sports radio.
Yeah.
It's such a desired job that people will do it for cheap. You know, like there's people who are willing to, hey, I'm the hot dog driver. They're thinking it maybe can get them late or something like that. So,
well, it should, right?
You would assume. Well, otherwise, what's the point?
It's not the size of the wiener, but the motion of the mobile. Oh, boy. Really, guys? We had to go there?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course we did. All right. That's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
I had another one that I found kind of interesting that, you know, we get, I guess you signed us up for this show prep thing that the email pops in.
Yeah.
About, you know, while we're on the air for the early look at tomorrow. One of the stories it had on there, a Louisiana firefighter was so drunk last weekend that he crashed his car into a ditch and tried pulling it out with a fire truck that he essentially stole from a nearby fire station.
Makes sense, right? What you got to do?
Yeah, says Craig Trippy crashed his Honda Civic on a highway near Baton Rouge around 2 a.m. I am sure people have crashed on highways around Baton Rouge around 2 a.m.
Plenty of times.
But he managed to walk to the District 9 Fire Department, hop into a fire truck, and drive back to the scene. So, then it says he had then attached a fire hose to both vehicles in an attempt to dislodge the wrecked sedan from the ditch. His plan did not work out, and he was sitting in the middle of the road when deputies arrived.
So he used a fire hose as the tow rope?
He was trying to get it out of the ditch somehow, and that did not work.
It's pretty crafty when you think about it.
It is, especially for somebody who's drunk enough to crash his Civic and go and get a fire truck.
Those hoses are really strong.
Hmm. It's important to have a strong hose.
The problem is, it's hard to, like, it's one thing. I think that's why the most stolen vehicles are, like, F-150s, Honda Civics, because there's so many of them that they go unnoticed. You steal a fire truck, usually people notice.
Well, he got suspended 5 days without pay.
Oh, what was his job?
He's a Baton Rouge Fire Department guy.
Oh, so he didn't really steal the truck. He just borrowed a truck.
Well, he took one from another fire department.
Oh, yeah, that's a bad call.
Yeah,
why didn't you go to your own place, man? Your homeboys would have helped you out.
Well, he didn't have a car. He had to walk. So he just went to the closest one.
I feel like I would have sent a text at that point.
Yeah, well.
Hey, fire station friends.
Can somebody come get me?
Cover for each other like cops? Is that like part of the deal?
Oh, my God. The texters are on a roll today. 832, I think you mean Wienerbago.
I don't like that joke.
Them hoes, H-O-S-E, ain't loyal.
No.
Oh, man. You guys got it going today. All right. 713-780-ESPN. We'll take some calls next segment. I'm going to do something I never do. I'm going to respond.
Take your pants off.
Well, I do that, just not in public.
Take your pants off at work.
No. Not going to happen.
Kiss a man.
I never did that.
I know.
I mean, it was dressed as a woman.
But what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. I know.
Or New Orleans. Right. I mean, it happens. I'm going to respond to something Skip Bayless tweeted out.
Yes. Can't wait.
And... Boy, what the quality of that is... Where did you get this from?
Is this like off
YouTube?
Are you playing this off an 8-track?
1965.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, man. I was 1 year old.
I was negative 15.
Quick break.
Remember it like it was yesterday.
The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.